talking to the bosses and the group.
Everybody's supposed to do that in the break. Each person must struggle. And I say struggle because of the bombardment of what is always thrust against you. The struggle gets less as you get your guidelines in cement. It is as you move along in the worldly journey, and this looks good, that looks good, I am no longer absolutely shackled by need or want or poverty or whatever is your perceived shackle. The mind goes reaching out in its physical expression of consciousness. And it's presented with a myriad of possibilities. And usually God gets, you know, allocated the back row seats. Because after all, God is forgiving allness, accepting allness, got rid of the 12th hour allness. And after all, maybe I perceived wrongly, so I can be ignorant a little bit longer. So I believe I'll be ignorant till tomorrow. I know better, but I know God will forgive me because it says right there, God will forgive me. God never blamed you, so why would he have to forgive you? God's not your problem. You are your problem. This is why it is so wondrous to deal with a child. Before you ones get hold of him. He just is. He's sort of like the slithering snake, my dear ones. He just is. And he does what a child does. Just as a snake does whatever the snake does. He just is. And in that openness of being what he is the glory of the whole of God. And just as he will accept a stranger walking through the door, he may not go climb up on the stranger's lap. You better not. Not, you better have trained him better than that. And you better check some of your friends' laps. You are the guardian of these babies. You hear me? Hatton is not the guardian of your babies. You are the guardian of the little angels sent into your care for your nurturing, for your disciplining. Make sure you discipline them for that which they do and not that which you perceive they just done to annoy you. And there's not a parent around that hasn't in anger flashed out at the child. Does that mean the child will never be naughty? The child will always be naughty. That's what a child is. He is testing. Just like God is testing you. Now one's object to my so-called authority. Object to any authority Dharma may claim. But I'm telling you now, in this mission, I am the authority. And Mr. Greitz can laugh about it. Mr. Green can lie about it. Everyone can take great joy or fun over it. It matters not one iota. It just does the sorting more rapidly for me. I am not in manifest human form. And when Mr. Greitz wants to josh about Aton, I warn him That is the accepted representation of the one light creator. You do not know what that means. You only have the perception of what the idiots have told you that means. Does that mean that old Hatton went up there and created the sun and the stars and the moon and you? That's for me to know, and by God, you to come into knowing. And how are you going to do it if you use everyone's opinion but your own? What could God be except the whole? You've seen what man does in his proclamations according to what he perceives God to be. By what authority do I speak? By the authority vested in me by God. By what authority does Dorma speak? By a human physical set of vibration strings in her throat, if they're functioning well. The human being offers no authority nor claims any. She wishes I would go away and leave her be. And yet glories in the revelation of the sharing. Each of you go through that. An artist pays bitterly for the visions in the brain that will not leave him rest or her. And what visions are presented? Whatever the experience, whatever the thrust, whatever the training, while the soul searches for light. And the artist will always paint the darkness before the light, because that is what is going to try to press them into subservience and never allow them to serve. Ones are experiencing Germain in their midst. As you search out for the light, let me never paint a thing in darkness. Every dark fragment will get me from me. The truth of God in essence must be expressed, and you have no words, no scientific formula for that. I can explain it. I can give you a formula for it. And you will not understand it without a picture. And if you do not know what to envision, you have nothing with which to relate. So if God has blessed you with the ability to hold a brush or a pencil or a stick, in vision and perception, use it. Do not come forth and tell me I am unworthy. You would not have thought it if you be unworthy of it. Clear your space. Whatever man has been to this moment is not. It is a memory. You live from experiencing memories. That does not mean that you are shackled to those memories. They are unworthy of anything except lessons. Don't come to me and say, but I just met my twin soul. BS. You met that one back there a jillion years ago in your county. And if you were so stupid as to not know it then, what in the world makes you so brilliant now? And if you have experienced before this wonderful only twin flame in the universe for you, why'd you blow it so many times just in this lifetime? So you start by forgiveness of all of that idiocy back there. Pretend you will all just begin at this moment. And if a host of light asks you to serve, and you can identify that one, because I'm going to tell you there will be none on my team that will not identify. You may hesitate to accept the identification simply because you are so unsure. Well, it seems like Michael, but I'm not sure. That is because you are trying to gear and guide and draw a circle around this entity according to the opinion, description, or idea of another. Germain will always bear the same energy form. He will always present differently. Because whatever he would be doing, say, with Maya, he would not be doing with Rod. There will be another purpose. And when you want to come to the consciousness of another seer for your confirmation, know that it is simply because of your insecurity. Take your worthiness and your commitment. I committed to serve the light of God. I accepted it. For goodness sakes, take it. Demand it. Receive it. Do not receive another's. We don't need two mouths up here yelling at you. I can do well enough with one if I don't break it. Dharma cannot paint. When we ask her to draw some diagrams to keep from getting in trouble, she could not even draw, and she can draw quite well. But you see, she knew not her mission. It had to be exactly as it has been. You had to know your enemy. Little did you know, it sat to my right. Little did he even know he was my enemy. And I respect that. I have great compassion. I meant to ask that George Green's letters of the last week be brought here. Of all the ones in the universe, the ones in this room need to be constantly current. Would there be copies anywhere in this complex that could be gotten? These are important. This man has written and sent another bundle of his own filthy lies to even Dave Overton, signing off with, well, let's keep in touch. Why would he do this? So he can then send that letter over to Rod Ends and say, see, Dave Overton and I are old buddies. We stay in touch at Christmas and everything. And unless you can see what is going on and what is happening, I guess I will have to comment on it. Why does he continue to annoy Audrey's daughter, Lori? Doesn't anyone find that interesting? He sends her packets of stuff. He sent a copy of a letter he mailed to Rod Ends, and she got it before Rod did. And he's threatening now to bring suit against Rod. Can't Rod see the lies, he says. What lies? There's no lie in this place. Sometimes I know you wish there was. And I will promise you that if nothing else happens, there is no lie in this place. And some people I really wish would do exactly what they expect to have happen to them, and that's lose everything. But you see, I cannot single them out. They are going to have to insist on doing it some other way because I will not allow my people to fail you. The Institute will fail when I say the Institute has served its purpose. No one will lose anything. I even find myself resenting it that not even Leon Fort will lose a farthing. Or will he? He's already lost it, you see. Anyone who loses in his mind has lost it because of the accusations. He cannot even have it. Therefore, we will have to give it to Esther. Because I will not have another bring a cloud on the relationship of a precious, blessed mother with God. And a mother can only respond as she is, as a mother to a child. Be careful what you do. Your mother. The heart is not blind. It only chooses to not see. No matter how much you may resent and blame and throw stones, without thy mother, thou art not. And some will say, well, I kind of wish I weren't. No, you do not. That is an affront to God.
That is what is meant by honoring thy mother and thy father. For without them you are not. And whatever they do, they are doing whatever it is they're doing. And you are a separate entity given life, and you owe them respect. You may owe them nothing else in all the universe. You owe them the respect of your being. That does not make them right. It does not make them wrong. They may have been miserable, raunchy failures as parents. But sometimes, who are you to judge that? They did what they did, and you have life to be. Make sure your child understands. Because just as you young parents want respect from your children, you will not have it unless you can forgive and respect those that came before you. If they were evil in their presentation, they gave you a priceless lesson. And you know not the contract of another. Do not judge. It doesn't mean you have to go be them. In fact, if they are truly evil, to be them is an insult to God and self. Because you put yourself into that position by choice to supposedly rise above and beyond it. Still want your spiritual lessons, children? Thank you. That's all we are. We can be bound in partnerships in business. We can succeed or fail in business. We can fail spiritually and fall into the lie, and we just do it again until we learn it. But as a teacher, to tell you otherwise, I become worse than my enemy. And to succumb to the silly threats and the little games, when you are at the threshold of greatness, my friends, I don't train students to fail. You better hear me. I do not train students to fail. That does not mean you will not make errors. But each of you who have gone through the training together, whether you're in this room or you are in South Africa, does not matter. You are as united to us as if you were in my lap. And you will support one another as the brothers that you had better be. Because what we do from henceforth depends on our own level of responsibility. as God thrusts more responsibility upon you, but there is no reason now that you have not become aware enough to guide the others who will come. Nobody has been drawn to this valley to share with us that does not have talent and potential for guidance ship. Whether it be for the children you have birthed and brought, that they might fulfill, or actually your very own mission. So one's asked me, well, why do people have to talk about these things so much? Because you're trying to convince yourself of the truth of it. And you're desperate. How can you handle this job without others? And how can others help you if they don't know anything? So you talk too much. You promise too much. And then you expect those ones to come with you because of God. No, they won't do that. If you promise them the riches that have to come because of God. Did you hear me? They have to come. If you have served in full intent of godness, it has to come. Uh-oh. Oops. Whoever you brought in, you better know. You are responsible. Not old Hapron. I don't have to get rid of them. I can keep them out of my business. And you better listen to what they're saying. Are they chattering from ego? And what a big deal I am and what I'm gonna be? I'll show those suckers around here, man. I'll get old Jason Brandt and will you? Haven't noticed anybody doing it so far. Oh, but when we have money, man, we're going to clean this place out. BS. You're going to lose your shirts if you don't handle this responsibly. I just had to go through this yesterday with someone. They're not in this vicinity. Time for sorting. You always let them sort themselves out. You listen to what they say. You settle with them. You do not do anything but take it and go away. Call me if you have another idea. You do not have to sever anything. You always act in honor and integrity. And I want to tell you, the greedmongers will strip themselves bare. One wants to deal in massive land as collateral. Does not want to invest except under a mechanism of total control. Then don't come bothering me. You ask God to please help you. We tell you all the methodology through which you can function silently, quietly. The only thing that suffers maybe is your stupid, foolish ego. No, sir, Then you take it, my friend, and I can promise you it is less than one-tenth of what you would have had had you said, okay, God, here it is. Take it, Father. You're going to live to witness this, my friends. And as you grow, ones will come to you. Hey, but you promised. Oh, well, what is it that you want from me? Well, you promised me this big position. I suggest you keep your relationship with old Commander intact first. And then we'll deal with those who don't bother to find out anything. This is a safe place, as long as Commander's here. And if you think I can't make another place as safe, you are nuts. If I can lift that crystal that is 3 miles in diameter and even deeper in depth than that, if I can already have it separated and have already lifted it out to test it, I can sure as the deuce move it. Because I have the faith of that mustard seed that moves mountains. So what do we have at our disposal in this place? Everything. Everything. But it will be manifest according to the perceptions of the human, so that it is not snatched away from you, so that it will be kept, so that you have it. Well, Shostel, beginning to sound pretty dreary, Dad. I mean, I kind of wanted to take a little trip, maybe just a little one, to Hawaii. My friends, if you think so little of me as to not take abundance when it is brought forth for your labor, you insult me. Utilize it. Enjoy it. And then be ready to serve in the other capacities of need. Because stewardship bears responsibility. I'm going to talk just a moment because of perceptions over real estate that are going to be, have to be confronted just fairly soon. And the reason that it needs to be confronted is because of what happened yesterday. Well, but I am going to use this, and you sign all these notes, and you do all this corporation, and you let me hold all the stock and all this BS, and I'm going to have $50 million worth of land to put up as collateral. Don't tell me that. I'm telling you, there is a plan orchestrated, and your president is over there giving it away now. And some of your own brothers in collateral forces are going to break your backs through the economy. It is fully planned, orchestrated, and set forth to collapse the economy, and land will be worthless. Does that mean that land is worthless? Does it mean you don't go purchase the lot next door at a reasonable price? If you have the money, no. It will have only the value of its use. Do you hear me? But to base God's business on the utilization of real estate that has already been absorbed is ludicrous. Well, I'll do everything else you want me to do, whoever you are, except that. Well, I don't even want you to do that much. I want you to take whatever you think you've earned and go away. And if you think that we can help you earn some more, give us the ideas, come and offer, and we'll help you get some more. But do not expect us to step in when you lose your ass. I didn't even say ass. And neither will we buy into such foolishness. And yet I will give every man individual opportunity of making these miserable, grimy choices. Because where we're headed is glory land. And these are only measurements and tools by which we get there. And supply the needs for the information and the passage. And we'll do it in silence. We will do it in a manner of business upon which the business of a civilization can be based. In truth and integrity. I settle for nothing less. Does that mean that we will not make errors? Nope, you got to make a lot of errors. The child to become a man or a woman must make a lot of errors. But it is when we can learn by the experiences before us and lessen our ego that says, well, I'm going to make my own mistakes. I can guarantee you, you will. And it's going to be very hard for the ones who have had to forfeit security in the interim on blind faith and trust in a discarnate voice. You think you've got problems? I want to tell you, EJ and Dorma have problems. My team is all over Gunther Rusbacher's hotel. We have flooded them out twice because of the idiots putting taps, etc., into the cotton-picking sprinkling system. Some of the personnel of the hotel have left because of the presence of my team there. Not quite materialized, you understand. You don't know who he is. Don't make him into some kind of a god. Any more than are you. And if you will not take the responsibility for bearing the fragment of God within yourself, then what the deuce are you want to do here anyway? Go out there with all your brothers and make it on your own. There is no reason that any of you who want to have abundance through God can't get it and more.
through the adversary. If that's what you want, and that one will just pat your ego until you just blow up and burst. Don't annoy me. I will stroke your soul. I will not play hanky-panky with your ego. I'm heavy duty today. I want you to know, in case you think I'm just on a kick, I am heavy duty today. We got to get a team in order, ready to move. And you're capable of it. You are trained and ready. It doesn't mean that as we move, it won't be confusing.
Excuse me, Commander. I better get a bigger tape.
No, you're not going to need a bigger tape.